You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Numbers 20, 1 to 11. God's people found themselves without water in the desert, in the midst this God provided water for them. When Moses struck a rock, water flowed. As Christians, we remember a similar scene in John chapter 4. This time, it's a Samaritan woman, an outcast, who was trying to get water from the well. And this outcast, this woman who was looking for water, encountered Jesus. In the ensuing conversation, Jesus tells her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." As Christians, we know that Jesus is the source of water, water that never dries up. That is good news indeed for us, because we live in a world where people are never satisfied, giving themselves to many things in the world, but never finding something that would quench their thirst. The good news we bear is that in Christ, we can receive water that will not make us thirsty again. Numbers 21:4-9. This passage speaks of a time when God's people were surrounded by poisonous serpents, and Moses held a bronze serpent set on a pole, and whoever looks at the serpent will live, even if it were bitten by a fiery serpent. This story also points to Jesus Christ. In Christ, this story is fulfilled. We know that we live in a world filled with poisonous serpents, serpents that kill, the serpent of selfishness, greed, lust, hatred. All these serpents are out to get us and the people around us, to kill us spiritually, removing life from us. But the good news is clear. John chapter 3:14-15. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." If you are a disciple, never stop looking at the cross of Christ. Continue living the life of a disciple. Faithfully follow Christ. If you're a disciple, you should also never grow tired in pointing to Jesus Christ lifted up on the cross, so that those who look at him may not perish and gain eternal life. The serpents of this world, selfishness, greed, lust, hatred, will always try to get us and will try to bite us. But we should remember that the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, has been lifted up, and whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.